We all have a part to play in warring for each other's deliverance. Saul sent out the message in 1 Samuel 11 for all the fighters to join him for the sake of his people in Jabesh Gilead. And we know from studying 1 Corinthians that every believer that belongs to a church has been given a gift. Or maybe better fitting terminology for our purpose today is they've been given a weapon to fight the enemy with and to encourage and build up the church, which, when used consistently, makes all the people within the church say, "We are glad." Attacks upon the church are constant, whether they come from within or from the outside. And compromise is never to be an option. Compromise to the attacks only makes us weaker. So as churches, we must pursue and depend upon the Spirit of God together. Our posture is never one of comfort or ease in this world. Our posture, although one of being joyful and abiding, is at the same time a posture of warfare. Do we think of ourselves as people who are going to battle together with one another instead of against one another? Are we going to battle depending upon the Spirit to deliver those who are under attack? Of those who feel helpless, of those who are not sure if there's anyone in their corner who will fight for them, of the hurting, the threatened. Listen, when one among your flock is attacked, then your whole flock is attacked. Your church is a family in that sense. And your church has come together in covenant with one another to be there and to fight for one another. As you pray today, please remember Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the sign language LifeWord broadcast that's seen throughout the United States.